I'm trying to read the chat. No, but today I was like, oh, I haven't worn that top. You know, I'm going to wear that top. Chill, calm, whatever. Ian James says, I think your touchy-feely mumbo-jumbo is helping me. Thank you. You're welcome, Ian James. I give credit to this person who kind of set me on the journey. Esteban says, yes, we are miraculous in so many ways, considering how complex and wondrous our brains are. We should all be far more positive in our, and about our capabilities than we are. Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad that this is resonating. And gosh, I'm trying to think, should I do the third one or is it kind of too much to throw at people?
Nah, go through it. Trust your gut.
Okay. That's number two. Trust your gut and test the system a bit. And by the way, test the system with your positive thoughts. You know, like every single day, just test it out. Go into a room where you otherwise would feel anxious and self-doubting and just walk in and go, I'm going to kill it today. I'm going to do really well. People are going to like me. I'm going to demonstrate my competence. And this meeting, this event, this date, whatever, it's going to go well. Test the system a little bit. And then, okay, that's number, so we've done one and two. Let's go to number three and then we'll wrap it up. The third thing I learned from this individual is this idea of radical acceptance. Now, this sounds kind of antithetical to a lot of the things that I talk about, because I believe that as a human being, you need to have a bit of unrest constantly, honestly, in order to propel yourself forward. If you're totally accepting of your situation, of your character, of yourself, of your circumstances, then what is going to propel you forward? And this is kind of apropos of a greater point that I often make about how life is often balancing contradictions. That's something I've been thinking about a lot, because you need to have an appropriate amount of negative thoughts, but you also need positive thoughts. You need to have doubt and fear, but you also need to have optimism. Literally everywhere in life, you have to balance these contradictions. Even look at something like money. You have to both save money, but also take risks and invest money if you want to, you know, make some money. Think about the way that we deal with people. We have to balance being forgiving and understanding of others with also being exacting and knowing when to set boundaries and knowing when to be harsh on people. We have to balance giving attention to our friends versus attention to our family, et cetera, et cetera. So all of this is a balance. But this whole idea of radical acceptance, I think, is really important, where sometimes there are things that we can change in life, but sometimes there are things that we can't. And instead of ruminating about them, especially about the past, just kind of try to approach it with, again, this radical acceptance. Okay, that happened in the past. Maybe that wasn't the best decision. I'm not going to ruminate about it anymore. I can't change it. And I'm going to learn from it and accept that there was a reason that this happened to me. And that if I do better in the future, I can make something of that mistake. And even, again, just in small ways, you know, sometimes if people hate their jobs, they'll go into their jobs and all day they're thinking about how much their boss sucks or how horrible their hours are, or they shouldn't be doing this job, they should move on. And of course, again, balancing contradictions, you should try to change your situation if you can. But also, I think there's something to be said for having a kind of calm and peace about the situation that you're in now and accepting it. Because otherwise, if you just fret and fret and fret, it's just sending you down a terrible mental spiral and nothing is going to come of that. I'll give a final stupid example and then Sean's going to speak and then I promise you I'm going to bid you adieu and we're going to follow up with all of this very soon. I know this is a lot to throw at you, but it's so important. A lot of people get anxiety about air travel, right? The day before they travel, they go, oh my God, I'm going to, you know, I have to leave 3 hours early. There's definitely going to be traffic. Maybe there's going to be a pro-Palestine protest blocking the entrance to the airport. TSA is going to suck. They're going to make me take off my shoes. I'm going to be tired. My plane may be delayed. I may have a DEI pilot. You know, something may go wrong. Oh my gosh, I may not make that event in time in that city. I may get a terrible night of sleep. I'm going to be uncomfortable, etc. You know what? You can't change it. If all of that is going to happen tomorrow when you go to the airport, no amount of worrying about it is going to change that outcome, and literally just have this radical acceptance about it. And if you show up to the airport and your flight's delayed and you're next to a smelly dude who's eating a burger with ketchup dripping all over him, as was on my flight recently, if your plane gets grounded and you're on the tarmac for 5 hours, don't waste your energy fretting about it. Have a radical acceptance. It's going to be okay. It's just the situation now. Have some peace about it.